Jazz Corner, Serge Mariani. Jam et concerts, actu, rencontres, découvertes, le meilleur de la scène jazz au coin de la rue ou sous le feu des projecteurs.
Du Danemark, de Suède et aussi d'Estonie, Els et Ils sont quatre jeunes musiciens venant de cette Europe du Nord qui apporte depuis longtemps à présent tant d'air frais vivifiant à la musique et au jazz en particulier. L'Estonienne Brita Virves au piano, les Suédois Jon Henriksson à la contrebasse et Jonas Beckman à la batterie, et la chanteuse et compositrice Marie Merck qui a ainsi constitué le quartet qui porte son nom et que j'ai pu rencontrer à l'issue de son concert à la Fondation Danoise de Paris pour évoquer son univers et la sortie de son premier album « Fooling Around ». C'est à la Maison Danoise que nous nous trouvons ce soir, à l'issue d'un concert donné par un quartet, on va dire européen, on va le présenter, trois nationalités le composent, le représentent, donc à la Maison Danoise, à la Cité Internationale Universitaire de Paris. Un concert donc du Mary Merck, elle va nous dire comment on prononce, quartet. Marie étant danoise, donc elle est chez elle ici vraiment. Il y a deux musiciens, les deux garçons qui sont suédois, et l'autre fille, la pianiste, est d'Estonie, c'est bien ça. Voilà. Mary, now English version for some questions about you and the music of the quartet. So, first question, very simple. Since how long do you play all together on this quartet? What is when we were, it was born?
We met in 2015 because we went to the same school in Sweden. So I moved to Sweden in 2015. And then the other guys were also there, and we lived at this school. I was there for 2 years.
Okay, because there are a lot of links between Denmark and Sweden, I guess. It's not far away each other country. And so is it same about arts and music? Who wants you can answer that? I mean, are there a lot of deep, strong links between the two countries about, for example, music and maybe jazz music, of course?
Yes, there are a lot of links, and many people have lived in Sweden or in Denmark, and there is also the Nordic tradition of jazz, with a lot of musicians working with each other in all of Scandinavia. So that's also what we represent.
As far as I can remember and know, maybe there are more jazz musicians from Sweden than from Denmark. Do you have some explanation about that or what? You are now a young, new one of from Denmark, so that's great. But what about the jazz story in your own country, Denmark?
Well, the jazz story in my country is a little bit special because there was a club called Montmartre, like in Paris.
Yes.
And there were a lot of American jazz musicians who went there, actually, because they were kicked out of United States. And then they moved to Copenhagen in the 60s to play. And Oscar Peterson was also working with a Danish bass player called Niels Henning Ørsted Petersen. It's not easy to say that, but you can call him Nup. And he was very famous. Yeah.
And there is a big, important festival in Copenhagen too.
Yes, the Copenhagen Jazz Festival is each year in the second week of July. And it is massive with a lot of venues, international names, and it expands from the smallest venues to the biggest venues. And it's all over Copenhagen. A lot of the concerts are free. And if you go there, you can meet people from all around the world and jam with world star names. Yeah.
So how does a pianist from Estonia come inside this band? How did it happen?
Mm-hmm. First of all, I lived actually 1 year in Denmark, but unfortunately I didn't meet Marie back then. But I heard about this wonderful music school in Sweden, which is called Skurups Folkhögskola. And it sounded wonderful, like a wonderful school. So I moved there. And there she was, Marie Merck was there. And I think it took us a half a year. We were really shy in the beginning, but after half a year, we found each other and we connected immediately, both musically and personally, actually. Yeah. So and now I'm in Sweden, so I fell in love with Sweden. I love Denmark as well. Mm. But
you have to.
Yes, I have to.
Yeah. And what about Estonia? I ask the same question about, because I don't know a lot about music, and especially jazz music in Estonia. What did you specialize in jazz, or what, when, and how does it come for you?
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a small island called Saaremaa, and there was no mentioning about jazz. Nobody knew what jazz was. Because it's an old Soviet Union country. Somehow there was an old man who really, really liked jazz. And he had around 7 students on that island. And I was one of them. So I found out about jazz when I was 15 and just fell in love immediately. And then I moved to Tallinn, which is the capital of Estonia. And found out that there's more people who are interested in jazz, not only the 7 people from my hometown. So, and actually now it's growing. This jazz scene in Estonia is great. There's also a great jazz festival in April, which is called Jazzkar, and there's an amazing jazz club called Philly Joe's in Tallinn. So everybody go there. Yeah.
We will come. Okay. So now there are the two guys. So the rhythmic of the band the double bass, the bassist. It's you. What's your name again?
My name is Jon Henriksson.
Okay, and you're the bassist of the band. So same question. Maybe I asked before the name of the drum. After the drummer, the drummer looks like impatient.
No, my name is Jonas Beckman.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Nothing more?
Nothing more.
Yeah.
really. No.
And you are from so Sweden. You are really Swedish, 100% Swedish.
Yes, I'm from Gothenburg. Okay. So yeah, the West Coast. And I also went to Skurups Folkhögskola. That's where we met, because my brother had went there. So okay. I heard about that, and yeah, went there, and it was great.
Yeah. And how did you meet with Marie? And how did you come inside the band too? You played the bell bass. You were in Sweden. You met them. You met each other in the school too, and so on.
Yeah, it's a very small environment in that school. Mm-hmm. There are only 40 pupils at the jazz department. So you just play with everybody all the time. And then Marie had a gig or something, and we joined that gig to play with her. And since then, it was just
Of course, that's it's true. Something quite new in the jazz story for people older than you, because now more and more musicians, young musicians, of course, they meet in schools. So about the music, there are compositions. You will have an album, a real album, not a EP, a real album with 9, 10, how many tunes?
It's 9 songs.
Yeah. And how many compositions?
9 compositions.
Oh, wow. The real Mary Merck music on that. Yes, okay. Okay. And who works on the compositions? You only or what?
Yes.
Okay. So she is the boss.
Yeah, she's the boss lady.
Yeah. I guess so.
And during this concert, we had, of course, we had at the end, you play Over the Rainbow, for example. Mm-hmm. I guess you had another standard, but I can't remember which one, but whatever. So mostly compositions. And I think it's something I noticed in your listening to your music even before coming here. Uh-huh. It's that there is something, there is like a bridge between very old-fashioned sometimes things, you know, about the mood and the very modern tone, I don't know what to say. Mainly, of course, of the music, but your voice, sometimes your voice suddenly, whoop, we are elsewhere than, I don't know, in the 50s or 60s, you know? You understand that? I guess you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I mean, I have listened to jazz for quite a while, but even before I listened to a lot of other music, and I still do. So of course, like the classic jazz tradition is really like amazing to me. But to me, a good singer can be in any genre, and I think that's why. So if I make the arrangements of the standards, it is very important for me if we play it in this group that it has some sort of tone that is not as the standard is written in the book, because all of us play a lot of those standard gigs outside this quartet, but I would like to keep this quartet original.
Songs of love, but not for me. A happy stars above, but not for me. We love to lead the way. I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi ho, a land, and also like a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
The first tune you played is The Color Blue. Mm-hmm. So this tune especially is really something very special about the music, of course, and with a very special piano part in the middle. Really, we are elsewhere. Okay, I should say that. The pianist is agreed with you.
Yes, it's all written by Marie, actually, these little notes, and we are trying to develop those notes that she gives us. So that's, I think, what's so wonderful about Marie's arrangements, that it's completely like color blue, out of the blue. Like it comes some different new door that opens a new world, which is very interesting for us to play with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you played this concert here. That was your first time in France?
For some of us, not for me.
Okay. Oh yeah, with another other group, other musicians?
No, I was a kid.
Okay. You mean you went to France, but you didn't sing?
Only by myself.
Okay, nice. So I would ask something more to the drummer, because from the beginning he wants to say something. I don't know what, but... Sorry, I can't remember your name, but you will say it again if you want. And I just want to ask you about... So, of course, like I said already, Swedish jazz music is a bit more famous in Europe, or generally in the world, and in France. Especially. So how did you decide to play jazz anyway? And you are a drummer from the very beginning? Because sometimes, you know, bassists or drummers, or even pianists, they don't begin music with the instrument they play now. And they begin with another, but suddenly they decided to play this one because different reasons. So what about you?
Yeah, I grew up in a family where music was... quite big part of it from the start, and my dad actually played the drums, so there was a drum kit at home from when I was very young, but I actually started playing the violin first, but I was just drawn to the drums, my parents, like I play violin for a couple of years, but then I just kept on playing the drums and have never stopped since.
Okay, and what about the bassist? And then it will be the end of this interview, because I think we have to go now.
Kind of the same for me, musical family. I started out on piano, played that for a while, and then switched it to guitar, and then eventually bass. Yeah, so... And yeah, I feel that that was a wise choice for me.
Yes, that sounds good. Okay, Mary, so can you say again when the album and which title, and so when we will find it on the different networks and so on, how?
The album is released on November 29th by Amp Music and Records, and it's out on Spotify and in physical sales on LP and CD.
Okay, so thank you very much. What? We asked the title. I thought you already said it. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. The title is Fooling Around.
Fooling if double O, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, double O, yes. Okay, Fooling Around by Marie Merck Quartet. It was nice to meet you, and maybe see you soon again.
Thank you so much for coming.
Bye-bye.
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 C'était Jazz Corner avec Serge Mariani. Une chronique à retrouver le lundi et jeudi à 13h et 18h sur Art District.